Perik are born Vishisha at the end. So that's the alternative. Okay, so in the in this Perik, he speaks about all the Regalim, and he speaks about the three Madim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, Barichus, basically explains what each one is in terms of Shleimus Adam. Omnam. I believe it's sort of at the beginning of the page I sent or whatever. Omnam. Inyan Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kimo Shamanu Cholifneze. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur complement the Madim in a very different way. So he says, he reviews briefly, the Ma'adim are connected Gimel Bechinas, Sheish Lai Mechlaloi. The Ma'adim have three different Bechinois, and each one is Aschola, one is Emta, one is Saif. Omnam, the next part, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Hu Bamashu Yizbarach Melech Ve'odin La'olam, Sheish La'olam Maile Yaseir Ma'oid Ma'oid, She'eino Bechlal Onyonim Rishonim. Shu Yisparach Melech Vadoin Oilam Vakotas Shusoi. Olafikach Maskirim Be'elu Yomim Malchusa Yaisa. So let's explain this point over here. Whenever we speak of Torah, when we speak about, let's put it this way, the picture, the big picture of Avodas Hashem, there are two facets to it. There is the personal Shleimus. And then there is the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal. If a person is going out to meet somebody else, shidduch or whatever, so you spend time fixing yourself up so that you look very presentable. And so there's a segment that's a section of personal development. And that really bets him, it need not have to do with the other person. You know, everything you do to perfect yourself. And then you say, and now I would meet and get to know the other person. And that's a whole new dimension to self. So there's a shleimus in self, mitzad atzmecha. But now, the shleimus of Atzmecha is there as a chetimtza to Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very crucial piece. So I could look at Adam as being a Dovah Shalom Ifnei Atzmoi, and then the shleimus becomes a very limiting factor. This is it, this is who he is, and that's it. And then I say, well, now that I'm so presentable, I can actually meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I'm roi to mizdabik. So the olam mitzvahs are there to perfect a person with the understanding that the matara of perfecting a person is to make the person presentable, to make the person shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the three yontovim are a certain shleimus, and it's a perspective of a shleimus on a person individually. So every single person has in yanim that could be mushlam, and those three, each one, he explains how each one is mashin the person. Masha ein kein, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is beyond that. And let's understand, he adds a knesh to that. It makes me le'ein erech more chashuv that I am now a mizdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like the Isha is mekashetes herself, and if she's royu, she's mizdabik lebailo, and that to parasta to lischolai, and it's something which it's something which you become something, part of something bigger than yourself. So the three ma'adim are zmanim of personal isalus, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's the yachas of the Briya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, now we're going to explain the difference in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in this nekuda. Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin, ki bameshu melech ha'olam hu ba'atzmoy hadina al ha'olam, ke malchus ha'memshal ha'olam, memshal tohimidas dinoi. So he makes here a very important point about what din is and so on. Whenever we speak about something measuring up, so the question is not how much does this weigh or size or whatever it is. The question is as regards to what. So when I say I want to measure something, evaluate something, any time I want to place an evaluation on something, my first question really is, what's my point of reference? So the same table can be wonderfully suited as in my study to sit and learn. It can be woefully inadequate to put down heavy machinery on it. It'll collapse heavy machinery. It can be wonderful for a table to sit and learn it. It could be extremely not qualified to be a table to serve people at a chashva event. So really, when we talk about din, the first point of reference is, what is my standard? If a person, is this person a good student or not? Well, the usual point of reference is within the context of a school. So if it's a school that is full of geniuses, this person might be a middling student. If it's a school with mediocre student, this student might be the top of the class, the wonder boy. So if we ask ourselves, what is Midas Hadin? And the answer is the Etzem Tzustel of the Ribbono Shel'olam to the world. There is no din. So for instance, an animal, forget about Bechir and all these things, an animal cannot be evaluated with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim because it's not shaykh to that world. It has no shaykhs to that world. Kadosh Baruch Hu never applied himself to it. Since Adam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork, so to speak, he's the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the Bria, so he's being measured vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam. Since Adam is meant to be the Tzelem Elokim, so the question is it not? Since Adam is described according to Tzelem Elokim, I now have a real standard to measure. Malchus is that. Let's take a simple example. If a person is hauled into court in America and he's accused of doing something that is wrong in France, but it's not wrong in America, so there's no case. The jurisdiction in America is American, and French law doesn't apply. When you have these revolutionary movements, rebellion, or whatever it is, on Turkat and Eretz Yisrael, they'll yell out at a court trial, "Eini makir, I don't recognize the validity of your rule. So you can do whatever you want to me, but I'm not recognizing it as a trial because your standard has no applicability to myself." So Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Midas HaDin are one and the same. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to express his Malchus through us, so now there is, that automatically is din. He does not express his Malchus through Baal HaChayim, and therefore there's no Midas HaDin over there. Us, he does. The Ribbono Shel Olam's rule is the Midas Din. So, when we talk about din in the framework of Bas Adam, so we think of the edim and the rayas and the weighing and measuring. All that is just hechatimtza. In other words, most of the time, the ikka question is what exactly happened, how, and so on and so forth. So we tend to think of the process of din as that whole to do, but that's not true. In regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the process of din is just the Isgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech Olam. So Malchus is the Midas of Mishpat, and it is the Mishpat itself. The reason why it happens in Chodesh HaShvi is because Chodesh HaShvi is the Mida of, is the Nekud of Kedusha. It calls HaShvi Chavivin Heim, Shabbos is Chodesh, and so on. And therefore, that's the place for din. And the reason is, Kedusha means the Nekuda where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is Chal. Kedusha means above and beyond the thing itself. So I have the Kli, and the Kli is the container. A Kli contains many layers. The layer that actually holds the liquid, that chelik is the part that is most sensitive to liquid, and that part has to be evaluated, can hold it or not. In the world, the trees and the stones and even our mundane affairs as such are not really vessels for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch doesn't need them, that's how he fills them. Kedusha is the place, that hollow spot in our Metzias that contains something else. The word Kadosh means nothing but beyond. Kedoshim to you, Kadosh, Mufrash, Muvdal, it means the point of Ruchnius, of Alikus that's in the Bria. And that's why the Chodesh HaShvi is the vessel for that. And in the Chodesh HaShvi, we have the most pronounced expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. He once explained, I don't remember hearing that, but that the reason why Shvi is why the Shvi is connected to Kedusha Malchus is because in the morals always the six different sides, dimension sides of any physical entity, of any cube, any three-dimensional entity. So you have x-axis, y-axis, and z-axis, and plus and minus in both directions. That gives you six. But everything that, the content of it, and the content is more abstract. So for instance, you have a car. I can, you know, I if I see a car for the first time, I can say it's this length, this width, this material, this shape, and so on and so forth. But then the word car describes the whole thing together. It's essence. It's what comes out the whole thing together. Shvi is always, what is this? What are all these nuts and bolts together out to do? So Shvi is always that nekuda. And therefore, it always has the nekuda. That's the nekuda of kedusha. Or lefikach nifcha chodesh shvi ashvi lios b'malchusay. Ukemoish yisparach melech ha'olam shenyano shumosh aleim kmo odna la'eved shumosh alav she'af agav shumemshol la'eved ve'in adav echirus loy mikol mokon yesh la'eved bezemayla ve'sha odna god la'odin loy or lefikach rosh hashana. So he says interesting Hakasha. He says, let's say somebody is the Eved of an Adam Gadol, so of a very big person. So the Avdus itself, as such, is something that's limiting and something that's not something to be even proud of. But by being an Eved to somebody big, it automatically changes who you are. So if I say this person is, let's take an example that Shaykh does say. If I say this person has no time off, he has to work 24/7. So if it means, cleaning up in the kitchen, it's avdus and it's very bad. But if I say this person is the best doctor in the country and any crisis that comes, any case that comes, he must be there no matter when, That's a shvach. So that avdus, it's a real shibud. It's a shibud 24/7. But it's a shibud for something very important. You know, when somebody is, so if somebody is meshubit to something much bigger than himself, he becomes of that. The Gemara says, "Avda malka is a malka, an eved of a melech is a melech." So if the shibut is the, so, therefore, in our shibut to the malchus, we bring about a much higher standard in ourselves than without that. So the word shibut itself is limiting. It's makt in us, but by being makt in us, it allows us to be meschabe to something much, much bigger, and we're bigger through that. So even though the malchus in itself denotes a level of shibud, because the shibud is the something greater than me, then I'm uplifted by it. My own mitzias is enhanced, as opposed to being taken down a notch. Now, so Rosh Hashanah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in the world, and the b'chinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Moshe on the world, and that elevates us in a certain sense, where we are much more than we are. Hinei Rosh Hashanah b'tzad asher yisbarach Moshe l'olam. So Rosh Hashanah emanates from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moshe on the world. This creates din the way he says. This gives us a much bigger surah than we would have had otherwise. Al Yom Kippur mitzad b'china acheres, mitzad sheha'olam hu ala melech Hashem yisbarach, kemo ha'eved shul adam v'shaloi. So let's. This deals with a nekuda that is b'em tashio. This deals with something that is much bigger, and let's talk about it. It's a delicate inyan. There's a concept called avoda tzarek avoya, meaning that the avoda we do in avodas Hashem in general, karbonas avodas Hashem, they're all there for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. What it means is as follows. In that relationship, so let's go back again to, let's say, a husband-wife relationship. So one element of that relationship is that I, as the wife of this very special and chashuv person, have become uplifted by this relationship. So one quality, one aspect of the relationship is I am more chashuv because I'm dovuk to someone much bigger than me. There's a second half to it. If that person chose me that I should be his, that person needs me, that person wants me, I now have a special standing by that person. So let's take a simple example, two friends, very, very close friends. So I feel that I'm uplifted by being a friend with somebody so chashuv. I also know that I have special standing by that person. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed a rutzen to have a malchus. We have no idea why, and we can never have an idea why. That why doesn't have an answer to it. But it does mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he wants us. He wants Klal Yisrael. Ata v'chartanu, you chose us. You know, a half toisan or a tzisa banu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the framework of the universe we live in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires our existence and what we could possibly do. So when an Adon has an Eved, so the Adon himself has a need for the Eved, has a desire for the Eved, he will pay the health insurance for the Eved, because he wants a healthy and strong Eved. He's going to make sure the Avarim are well fed, because he needs a healthy and strong Eved. In other words, mitzad, his ruts in the Eved, there is a tremendous mila for the Eved. Ubazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechapeh lehem hachatoyim me'ach Hashem shaloi. So, Kapar Avonis comes from a different area. Components of holiness, he says, comes from the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting us. Olafikach, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, Ki B'mashem Hu Yisparach Moishel, Melech Moishel Olam, Yesh Kan Shtei Bechines. Ha'echas Hu Mishpat Aleyem, Mitzad Bechina Acheres, Hu Moishel B'Saleach. So there's really two very fascinating, almost opposite relationships. On the one hand, for me to be royal, to be that person's friend, I need to have some standard. I have to live up to that person's standards. On the other hand, the fact that this person wants me means that that person will stand up for me. That person will be forgiving, etc., etc. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want us in the Yetzirah's world. So, in other words, at the end of the day, if he would love to see us get out ourselves, but at the end of the day, he's going to do what it takes to take us out from there. So let's take a simple example with a child. A person to be proud of a child would like the child to make it on his own, to stand on his own, to struggle on his own, and to triumph. That's ideal. And in that sense, there's the pride in the child. On the other hand, since he's my child, I there's a safety net. I will not let the child bottom out, Chas V'Shalom. So I'm going to have a safety net there, and because he's my child, and I want him. And as my child, that the child be ensnared in something that I don't think is good, I would not allow. So the Yetzirah is also Moshe on the Guf. In the way it's described in the Sfarim, so we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and we also speak about the Kasr de Misa'avusa, meaning the crown of Tuma. There are the Ra itself comes in A as a particular Maisa did wrong. So I did Maisa A wrong, Maisa B wrong, Maisa C wrong. Okay, those are Maisa I did wrong. But then there is, at some point, a person becomes beholden to Ra. He becomes controlled, just like, God forbid, a person who is addicted. He's now not a master of himself. Someone, many years ago, there was somebody I knew who was addicted to heroin. He was an amazing person because he was able to function reasonably well, even while on it. And when he was able to get off it, he was like, the person was so much bigger, but he was reasonably able to function. And he once described to me, he said, it's not a need of mine. He said, there's a God that pulls me. He said, he described the heroine as a goddess that sort of has him in her grip. And that's the way he expressed his feelings about it. So once at a certain point of Ra, we're in the reshus of Ra. Ra has the ability to create a merkava of tumah, kasser misivusa, kesser of tumah, and that's the point of almost no return. And therefore, everything that is his, all those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are my soldiers, don't belong to anyone else. They leave the reshus of that melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kairos his name. He reclaims his avarim as his. A remes for it. So the fact that Yom Kippur, and it's very interesting, because it's really kind of strange. You look at halacha, you work for 50, you know, I told you, Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. And then there's this like tkufa when they sit around doing nothing. And then on Yovel, they blow the shofar and they each, everybody goes home. Why wait 10 days? I guess the Zman's not over for 10 days. Like, what are they waiting for? The answer is the Zman that's Mesugal for Yitzir Mershus, Ber Odin, is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Kriya's Dror is Yom Kippur. Until Yom Kippur, they may not be working. Like it says, Ger Yazachav Be'eretz Le'lahem, Va'ov Debino Isam. So the Ger Yazachav Be'eretz Le'lahem is a dagger that only becomes loosened on Yom Kippur, and therefore a person doesn't leave that. Mipnei kishom kishem arshansok shalem vein roy lim shalem acha oisay shenim kaloi. This other person really should not have been the ruler over him. That's not. It's wrong in the sense, in essential sense, I'm not somebody else's evet. Avodei heim v'la avodei l'avodim. V'chein achoyte nimka b'yetzah hara yidei chatov at shubshus acher v'yankur yetzah. The same thing when a person is a sinner, and we're talking about a habitual sinner that's become sort of addicted to a certain type of behavior, has become sort of ensnared by it, he's always part of it, and on Yom Kippur he goes out free. Nimtza, ku shayfet aleim b'mashu malkom, b'gam moitzes b'mashus acheres b'mashu malkom. So this malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us has two results. The first one is it judges us, which we kind of see in a very severe way. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes his standards on us. That's a very, very terrifying part of it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu it frees us. So, Avol Tchilo Shefet Aleihem, Kizeh Yoyse Rishim Asher Malach Deh Shefet. Because when I say his Malchus has descended on me, has landed on me, so therefore that already begins the you know. So the first impact is the din, and then the second impact is Avu B'chinas Zeh Shu Moitzes Mishus Acher Hu Achakach Ki Zehu Mitzad Shu Melech Yochid She'eni Toid U'Beshvil Shu Melech Yochid Eina Nimtzoyim Mishus Acher. And it being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is Echad, belonging to someone else is Afkar. Now, the Maral is saying something here. Let's talk about this. If an English citizen comes to America, the fact that he's an English citizen and he's in America is not a steerer to America. I mean, certain presidents think possibly yes, but Bederech Klal, it has no steerer to it. Because there are many countries, there's 180 countries, different citizens, and b'meila, one is not a steer to the other betzim. But let's say in America itself, somebody would declare himself, I'm a citizen of North Carolina, and that's it. So that's a hafgah, and that's a pagam. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus would be one of other malchios, so the fact that this person is an Evet someplace else is not a stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may like him, may want him, but just like, you know, this guy has these avodim, this guy has these avodim, the fact that someone else owns a car is not a stira to the fact that I don't own the car, or that I want to own the car. But since we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech Yochid, then any type of other, the fact that this person seems to be in another malchus, that itself is a stira to the malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a melech yochid, and any type of arrangement that seems to imply there could be others is not good. Well, the figure Rosh Hashanah l'malchus stam shumelach. Rosh Hashanah is malchus stam, and Yom Kippurim b'shvil shumelach yochid b'lamei. Yom Kippur is melach yochid. Olekach koydem shefet aleihem. So first he's shefet because malchus stam is mechayev shvita. And then he's moitzas shusacha. Kibchinas zoyshu yisparach melech hu koidem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu being melech in general is the first thing. Vashehu melech yochid madrega yoyse yoyna achkach v'yom asiri. So two giluyim we have these days. We have a giluy of malchus, and then we have a giluy of malchus yechidi. So Malchus is Mechayev, measure up to the standard. Malchus Yechidi is Mechayev that I cannot be part of anyone else's Mitzias. And that's why Yom Kippur is prize a person out of that into Rishus Atzma, Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ula Oilam Timtza Asir Miyuchud Lekabla Kedusha. Shara Asir Kodesh Chol Mokir. Asiri is special for Mekabel Kedusha. Asiri Kodesh Chol Mokir. Now, let's discuss this a second. You know, we just gotten through before saying that the skula of Rosh Hashanah is the Chodesh HaShvi, and therefore it's something which is the central point, the point of Kedusha, and so on. He just got, now he comes along and speaks about Asiri being Meyuchat Rimekabu Kedusha. How do you distinguish between Kedusha that's Shvi and Kedusha that's Asiri? So let's discuss a minute the different significance. Six refers to six dimensions of a physical object, like we spoke before, and the point of Kedusha inside. It refers to also the spheres that are spheres that are active, spheres that reveal themselves in this world, from Chesed downwards. All of these are peulos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. 10 includes in itself the Olam of Machshava, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's planning of the Bria, all that would include the dimension of planning, direction, etc. is in the Bria. When six pieces have a seventh number inside it, physically it becomes one object, it becomes a car. But there's nothing inside that gives away inherently that this is the only thing there's there. It could be other things. 10, when nine numbers, when you add 1 to 9 numbers, it becomes 10. 10 is one all over again, just bigger one, an inclusive one. In other words, 10 reveals to me that there are not many numbers. It's just that all the numbers keep adding up to the same thing again and again, just on a larger scale, 1, 10, 100, et cetera, et cetera. And if you put all numbers together, you always get 1, 10, 100, so on. So there's a gili mitzad, the pnimius and yanim, that there's nothing but one. So it's much deeper. A car happens to be, you know, these pieces, put them together, it makes a car. Yes, I designed it, I made it, but that's... It doesn't have to be that way. If I take an equation, it'll always have to have the answer that the equation is built for, because that's what it is. So 10 is a much deeper. It's mitzad the oimek hamachshava, oimek haratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mitzad the pnimius of the bria. So 10 is a much deeper. 10 implies nothing but, as opposed to 7, which applies everything together.
Because
Yom Kippur Yischar Sheyachas. So just like in 10, you're able, once the pieces are all snapped together, you move up a higher order. So to Yom Kippur, you move up a higher order. Ke'ad Yom Kippur hoye b'shus acher, u'me'at t'choizen shus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the figure of Yom Asiri, because Yischar Esh Marega Cheres. V'chein ha'yoivu, v'ipnei shudov ha'chodosh, loshuv l'chuzel m'koyim ha'rishen, u'beyoyim ha'asiri. Because you're creating something new. So when you have the six pieces and you put a seventh, you're creating something from all those pieces together, working in harmony. When you have 10 pieces that become 10, you're creating a new metzias, going from the ones to the tens. And same thing happens, the world moves forward a whole different dimension, and that's when you get the dagger of what go back. So it, in the passage of Yechezkel, he says that So the Mora calls that Yom Kippur Yovel calls that Rosh Hashanah, because it's the beginning of a year in a much deeper way than the beginning of a year of Rosh Hashanah. So basically, let's just recap the points that the Maral makes here. The Maral says, first of all, in the Nyanim of Yontevim, there are two sets. There's the Gimur Golem, and then there is Hashanah Yom Kippur. Gimur Golem deal with a person's own Hisalus and perfection. Hashanah Yom Kippur deal with the Chibur of the world to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what that deals with. The Chibur of the world to the Ribbono Shel Olam creates two different relationships. The first relationship is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu descends on us, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes his Kedusha on us, and that is a moment of din. In other words, the minute you put a yardstick to whatever it is, you are you automatically have a din. In other words, a yardstick put to something measures it automatically. When somebody chashuv comes to a place, it automatically everything gets measured by that. Volba has a mashal. I heard it from Baal Pen. He writes it in his Zalashur. You know, about Elul, it says like a king coming to the Sadeh. So he says, you know, I like to think that I keep my house neat, clean, mesuda, nice, menschlich. But when a very chashuv person comes, I all of a sudden see deficiencies. This is worn out, this is rubbed out, this is that. Those deficiencies, the actual presence of godless, of our likus in this world is din. But the second half of that is, if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to come to us, so he has expressed a vested interest in us. We are the beings that will carry out the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala himself. And therefore, since we're the beings that will carry out that Ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that even if we stray, we'll never become somebody else's avodah. There'll always be a hafkar from the other person's reshus. And the skula for the first is the seventh, like we explained. The skula for the other one is the tenth. This is Chodesh HaShvi, and this is the Ba'asar LaChodesh. Okay, any questions? Any things?
What's the significance of the Maral calling the Eitzar a Melech Zaken?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Gemara speaks of it. You know, why is he called a Zaken? Because he is the most entrenched being in the world. And therefore, it's called the Melech Zaken Uksil. he's the one that's been around from the moment of Yetzirah. He's been there. Anything else that comes came on top of it. There's, you know, the person is born, Yisroel, Urim, and so on, which makes it much harder. It's harder to kick something which has been around all the time with you. The longer a person has been addicted to something and snared in something, the harder to kick it. So the Yetzer is deeply entrenched in a person. Okay.
Says that Roshana is mitzad melech stam.
Yeah.
And Yom Kippur is added melech yichidi.
Yeah.
That doesn't the Maral say in other places that the whole inion of Malchus Bechlal, the inion of the Ma'achid and the Yachid and Ein Shnei Malachim Shtams from the Kesser Echad and Rosh Hashanah, also we also say Shema Yisrael.
Correct. But that's within what's defined as his Malchus. Like the Moshe we gave, within America, if you establish your own little country, that's treason, that's whatever it is, that's a Hafkah. But there are other countries. A melech is defined within his malchus being one. But there's another malchus, there's malchus of Tai, malchus of Ra. And the malchus Ra seems to be a very flourishing malchus. Yom Kippur is afkor for that malchus.
A question of Rapiansky?
Yeah.
What is the klal of Ra? Avod Zorah, that you obey that, or is it klal of Ra if you like addicted to something on the physical level, that's what you obey, or is there no klal?
So I would say that Avod Zorah is the big picture. Avod Zorah means other melech than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's sort of when something is addictive and it has a hold on you. That's an expression of ki'ilu something else. There exists another force. If I go occasionally, I stray, that's not expressive of avodah zarah. So let's say if a person occasionally eats something that he shouldn't eat, so it's an avera. But if a person is enslaved to something, is enthralled to something, then it gets a tsura of a malchus. Anything that has you mishubah.
Like communism, like, you know, the people in the old days when the Jews gave themselves over 100% to that. There was a tsura of...
That was a real Avodah Zarah. Yes, that was Avodah Zarah computer. Yes, as an ideal, yes, an El Zarah.
But right. I say, what's the klal of Ra? Is it the things Moshe on me, so it doesn't make a difference if I'm addicted or if I'm addicted to some kind of like a communism? Where's the klal of Ra?
So the klal of Ra is something that is a hafkah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, how does that ra appear in your life? Is it something you happen to do? Is it something you are? Is it something you're enthralled to? So the description of what is tov and what is ra is the mitzvahs, the averus, and so on. But what it is, but what is that ra to you? Is it carelessness? Is it something that is pulling you away, or is it something that you're enthralled? That dimension of what is it to you is where the word avdus comes about, and so on, and an alternative malchus. If a person happens to an aver occasionally, we're not going to call him another malchus. He did something wrong, but where he has the equivalent of an allegiance, which means he keeps coming back to it again and again. Then it's that becomes a god. So that's when it assumes god. It's just like the mashal: if a person doesn't have full bitachon, doesn't make him avodah zarah. But if a person has bitachon in something other than Hashem and it's solid, that's when you get an avodah zarah. That's when it becomes an avodah zarah. Okay, so Gmar Simatova, good given Shior, and Bez Hashem after Yantiv, after Sukkot, I guess after Shchodesh, whatever it is, we'll get back on track again, Bez Hashem.
Gmar Simatova.
Okay, Gmar Simatova, good given Shior.
Amen.
Gmar Simatova. Is this your makeup?